Lesson 5, Hearken to the Truth and Give Heed Unto It. 1 Nephi, chapters 16 through 22. Purpose: to inspire class members to follow Nephi's example of faith and willing obedience. Preparation: 1. Read, ponder, and pray about the following scriptures. A. 1 Nephi, chapter 16. 1 Nephi, chapter 17, verses 1 through 3. Lehi's sons and Zoram marry Ishmael's daughters. The Lord gives the people the Liahona, with which he guides them through the wilderness, according to their faith and diligence. Nephi's bow breaks, making it difficult to hunt for food. Everyone murmurs except Nephi, who makes a new bow, asks Lehi where to go for food, and brings food to the people. B. 1 Nephi chapter 17, verses 4 through 55. 1 Nephi chapter 18, verses 1 through 4. Nephi demonstrates unwavering faith by obeying the Lord's command to build a ship. C. 1 Nephi chapter 18, verses 5 through 25. Laman, Lemuel, the sons of Ishmael, and their wives join in rebellion on the ship. Laman and Lemuel bind Nephi, who demonstrates courage and gratitude despite this trial. The Lord sends a great tempest. Laman and Lemuel loose Nephi, who guides the ship to the promised land. 2. Additional reading. Alma chapter 37, verses 38 through 46. 3. Speak with 3 class members in advance, asking each of them to prepare to summarize one of the scripture accounts listed below. Ask them to report on the events described in the accounts, rather than doctrine or personal application, which will be discussed in class after they give the reports. A. 1 Nephi chapter 16, verses 9 through 33. B. 1 Nephi chapter 17, verses 4 through 55, and chapter 18, verses 1 through 4. C. 1 Nephi chapter 18, verses 5 through 22. 4. If the following materials are available, prepare to use them during the lesson. A. The pictures, the Liahona, item number 62041, Gospel Art Picture Kit 302, and Lehi and his people arrive in the Promised Land, item number 62045, Gospel Art Picture Kit 304. B. I Will Prepare the Way, an 8-minute segment of Book of Mormon video presentations, item number 53911. Suggestions for lesson development. Attention activity. As appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. Write the following statements on the chalkboard. I don't want to. I'll think about it. I'll try. Ask a class member to read 1 Nephi chapter 3, verse 4. What might have happened if Nephi had responded to the Lord's commandment with one of these statements on the chalkboard? How did Nephi respond? I will. See 1 Nephi chapter 3, verse 7. Erase the statements from the chalkboard and write the statement, I will, in large letters. Explain that Nephi and his family were blessed as they traveled to the Promised Land because Nephi continued to have an I will attitude. He did not hesitate to obey the Lord's commandments. This lesson shows how we can follow Nephi's example of faith and willing obedience. Scripture discussion and application. Prayerfully select the scripture passages, questions, and other lesson material that will best meet class members' needs. Discuss how the selected scriptures apply to daily life. Encourage class members to share appropriate experiences that relate to the scriptural principles. 1. The Lord guides the families of Lehi and Ishmael according to their faith and diligence. If you are using the picture of Lehi finding the Liahona, display it now. Ask the assigned class member to summarize the events described in 1 Nephi, chapter 16, verses 9 through 33. Then read and discuss selected verses from 1 Nephi, chapter 16, and 1 Nephi, chapter 17, verses 1 through 3. The ball or director that the Lord gave Lehi was called Liahona, Alma chapter 37, verse 38. What were the purposes of the Liahona? See 1 Nephi chapter 16, verses 10 and 29. What did the people need to do in order for the Liahona to work? See 1 Nephi chapter 16, verses 28 through 29, Alma chapter 37, verse 40. What were the consequences when the people were unfaithful and disobedient? Refer to Alma chapter 37, verses 41 through 42. What are some guides in our lives that, like the Liahona, work according to our faith and diligence? Answers may include the Scriptures, as explained in Alma chapter 37, verses 38 through 46, the Holy Ghost, patriarchal blessings, teachings of living prophets, and our conscience, as explained in the quotation below. How have these guides helped you? President Spencer W. Kimball said, "The Lord gave to every person a conscience which tells him every time he starts to go on the wrong path. He is always told if he is listening, but people can, of course, become so used to hearing the messages that they ignore them until finally they do not register anymore. You must realize that you have something like the compass, like the Liahona, in your own system. Every child is given it. If he ignores the Liahona that he has in his own makeup, he eventually may not have it whispering to him. Our ship will not get on the wrong course if we listen to the dictates of our own Liahona, which we call the conscience." In Conference Report, October 1976, page 117, or Ensign, November 1976, page 79. How did Laman and Lemuel react when Nephi broke his bow? See 1 Nephi chapter 16, verses 18 and 20. How did Lehi react? See 1 Nephi chapter 16, verse 20. How did Nephi react? 1 Nephi chapter 16, verses 22 through 23. What can we learn from Nephi's response to this challenge that can help us when we face challenges? Answers may include that we should trust in the Lord, work diligently to overcome the challenges, and avoid complaining against the Lord and His servants. After Nephi made a new bow, he asked Lehi where to go to obtain food. 1 Nephi chapter 16, verse 23. How did Lehi respond to his son's request? See 1 Nephi chapter 16, verses 24 through 25. What was the result of Lehi's humbling himself and turning to the Lord? See 1 Nephi chapter 16, verses 26 through 32. What can we learn from the Lord's dealings with Lehi in this instance? Answers may include that the Lord will forgive and bless us when we humble ourselves and turn to Him. Speaking of the Liahona, Nephi observed that by small means the Lord can bring about great things. 1 Nephi chapter 16, verse 29, also Alma chapter 37, verses 6 through 7, Doctrine and Covenants, section 64, verse 33. In your life, how have you seen that this is true? How can the knowledge of this principle help us? 2. Nephi demonstrates unwavering faith by fulfilling the Lord's command to build a ship. Ask the assigned class member to summarize the events described in 1 Nephi, chapter 17, verses 4 through 55, and chapter 18, verses 1 through 4. Then read and discuss selected verses from those passages. What can we learn from Nephi's actions in response to the Lord's command to build a ship? 1 Nephi, chapter 17, verses 8 through 11, verses 16 through 19, and verses 50 through 51. 1 Nephi, chapter 18, verses 1 through 3, also James, chapter 2, verses 17 through 18. Elder L. Tom Perry said, "This is one of the more interesting stories we have in the Scriptures, because it tells of an instance in which the Lord provided help, but then stepped aside to allow one of His sons to exercise his own initiative. I have sometimes wondered what would have happened if Nephi had asked the Lord for tools instead of a place to find the ore to make the tools. I doubt the Lord would have honored Nephi's request. You see, the Lord knew that Nephi could make the tools, and it is seldom the Lord will do something for us that we can do for ourselves. In Conference Report, October 1991, pages 87 through 88, or Ensign November 1991, page 64. If you are using the video presentation, I will prepare the way. Show it now. After you have shown it, discuss how the Lord prepared the way for Susan, the main character, to share the gospel. Help class members see that they, like Nephi and Susan, can find strength in the Lord's promise. I will prepare the way before you, if it so be that ye shall keep my commandments. 1 Nephi chapter 17, verse 13. What was Laman and Lemuel's reaction when they saw that Nephi was about to build a ship? See 1 Nephi chapter 17, verses 17 through 22. Nephi rebuked them by reminding them of the Israelites' exodus from Egypt. How was the exodus of Lehi and his family similar to the exodus of Moses and the Israelites? See 1 Nephi chapter 17, verses 23 through 44. Nephi told Laman and Lemuel that they were past feeling, that they could not feel the Lord's words. 1 Nephi chapter 17, verse 45. What does it mean to feel the words of the Lord? See the quotation below. What causes people to become past feeling? How can we prepare ourselves to feel the words of the Lord? Elder Boyd K. Packer taught, "The Holy Ghost communicates with the Spirit through the mind more than through the physical senses. This guidance comes as thoughts, as feelings, through impressions and promptings. It is not always easy to describe inspiration. The Scriptures teach us that we may feel the words of spiritual communication more than hear them, and see with spiritual rather than with mortal eyes." See 1 Nephi chapter 17, verse 45. In Conference Report, October 1989, page 16, or Ensign, November 1989, page 14. What consequence do people face when they, like Laman and Lemuel, harden their hearts against the truth? See 1 Nephi chapter 17, verses 46 through 47. Nephi urged his brothers not to murmur against their father. 1 Nephi chapter 17, verse 49. How does murmuring affect our families? How can we overcome the practice of backbiting and speaking against family members? Nephi continued to pray for guidance as he built the ship. 1 Nephi chapter 18, verses 1 through 3. How did the Lord answer his prayers? See 1 Nephi chapter 18, verse 1 and verses 3 through 4. Why is it important for us to seek the Lord often in prayer? 3. Laman and Lemuel by Nephi, who shows courage and gratitude despite this trial. After they free him, he guides the ship to the promised land. Ask the assigned class member to summarize the events described in 1 Nephi, chapter 18, verses 5 through 22. Then read and discuss selected verses from 1 Nephi, chapter 18, verses 5 through 25. As they sailed toward the promised land, Laman, Lemuel, the sons of Ishmael, and their wives began to make themselves merry. 1 Nephi chapter 18, verse 9. What was Nephi's response to their actions? See 1 Nephi chapter 18, verse 10. What was wrong with this merrymaking? See 1 Nephi chapter 18, verse 9. They forgot the Lord and acted with rudeness. You may want to contrast this verse with Doctrine and Covenants, section 136, verse 28. What was the only thing that would convince Laman and Lemuel to release Nephi? See 1 Nephi chapter 18, verses 15 through 20. Laman and Lemuel became more hard-hearted as they rebelled against the Lord, repented, and then continued to rebel. Contrast 1 Nephi chapter 18, verse 20, with 1 Nephi chapter 2, verse 14, 1 Nephi chapter 7, verses 19 through 21, chapter 16, verse 39, and chapter 18, verse 4. What is the danger of returning to the same sin over and over again? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 82, verse 7. How did the Lord bless the people after Laman and Lemuel repented and loosed Nephi? See 1 Nephi chapter 18, verses 21 through 25. If you are using the picture of the people arriving in the Promised Land, display it now. As the people traveled through the wilderness and across the sea, what circumstances led many of them to murmur? See 1 Nephi chapter 16, verses 18 through 20, verses 34 through 36, and chapter 17, verse 21. What was Nephi's attitude during these difficult times? See 1 Nephi chapter 18, verse 16. Emphasize that even when those around him complained against God, Nephi never wavered in his obedience and his love for the Lord. Conclusion. Point out that the last words written by Nephi in the Book of Mormon are a fitting description of his true character. The Lord commanded me, and I must obey. 2 Nephi chapter 33, verse 15. Then share the following statement by Elder Heber J. Grant. No obstacles are insurmountable when God commands and we obey. Conference Report, October 1899, page 18. As directed by the Spirit, testify of the truths discussed during the lesson. Additional teaching ideas. The following material supplements the suggested lesson outline. You may want to use one or both of these ideas as part of the lesson. 1. Scripture search. Have class members scan 1 Nephi chapters 16 to 18, looking for words that describe Nephi and words that describe Laman and Lemuel. List the words on the chalkboard and use them to show the contrast between Nephi and his rebellious brothers. 2. Insights from 1 Nephi chapters 19 to 22. One of the first things the Lord commanded Nephi to do after the families arrived in the Promised Land was to keep a record of the people. 1 Nephi chapter 19, verses 1 through 4. Nephi said that he wrote sacred things for his people, that perhaps he might persuade them that they would remember the Lord their Redeemer. 1 Nephi chapter 19, verses 5 and 18. What blessings will come to our posterity if we record sacred events in our lives? According to Nephi, how would the world receive the Savior during his mortal ministry? See 1 Nephi chapter 19, verses 7 through 10. Why did the world reject Jesus as a thing of naught? See 1 Nephi chapter 19, verse 9. Why was Jesus willing to endure such persecution? Refer again to 1 Nephi chapter 19, verse 9. According to Nephi, why would the Jews be scourged by all people? See 1 Nephi chapter 19, verses 13 through 14. What will happen when the Jews no more turn aside their hearts against Jesus? 1 Nephi chapter 19, verses 15 through 16. Nephi taught his brethren concerning the prophets of old and the doings of the Lord in other lands among people of old. 1 Nephi chapter 19, verses 21 through 22. How have you been blessed as you have studied the Scriptures and learned of the prophets of old? Why is it important to liken all Scriptures unto us? 1 Nephi chapter 19, verse 23. How have you benefited from doing this? 1 Nephi chapters 21 through 22 contain significant prophecies concerning the last days. You may want to review the following passages. A. 1 Nephi chapter 21, verses 22 through 23, and chapter 22, verses 6 through 8. The restoration of the gospel will bring scattered Israel together again. B. 1 Nephi chapter 21, verse 26, 1 Nephi chapter 22, verses 10 through 12. The Lord will bring Israel out of obscurity and out of darkness, and they shall know that the Lord is their Savior and their Redeemer. Note that the Book of Mormon plays a key role in bringing about the Lord's covenants and His gospel unto those who are of the house of Israel. Compare 1 Nephi chapter 22, verses 11 through 12, with the title page of the Book of Mormon. C. 1 Nephi chapter 22, verses 13 through 15. Nations that reject God will war against one another and be destroyed. D. 1 Nephi chapter 22, verses 16 through 19. The Lord will preserve the righteous. E. 1 Nephi chapter 22, verse 26. Satan will be bound during Christ's millennial reign. End of lesson 5. Hearken to the truth and give heed unto it.